It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Morgan Lund. He is Scrooge. Plain and simple, it is an evening with Scrooge.
Hey, I
didn't mean your temperament, Morgan, but you know he has been doing this here in town for the last 6 years. It is a great fundraiser. We're going to talk all about this December 10th and 11th up at the Rio in Helper. We're going to talk about that as well. I was in talking to people and getting Morgan in here to talk about this. I was told that if you have seen Scrooge in the past, with all the upgrades and things that they've done to the Rio, it's going to be a totally new experience.
Yes.
Or experiment, either one. So let's talk to Morgan. Morgan, how are you today?
I'm happy holidays, Dave. I'm good. I'm really good.
Well, good, good. Now, we were talking about this. This is kind of a show that you have put together, right?
Well, Christmas is about Christmas Carol Dickens, and... my career, I've been in several shows, and they always do well at Christmas time, and it's a great ghost story. It's a great story. So I edited a version of it and decided to bring it out to people and say, we can use this as a fundraiser for kids, and the Clampers clamped onto it, and we're doing well, and the kids are doing better than ever, and... the community's behind us now. We've got people coming in to help us wrap. We've got people coming in to help us buy the gifts. We've got people suggesting people we can help. It's wonderful what's going on.
And we were talking before we came on about when you first approached them and you talked about it, you said this could be, you know, roughly about a $10,000 thing. He says, but you're going to have to give me 5 years to do that.
It takes a while. Yeah, sustainability is to get people committed to it and understand that it's something that they can be a part of for the whole community. You have to hang around. You have to stay around, and you have to do a professional good job. And the Clampers know how to do that. We think long term. We don't think short term. We're here, and we're here forever.
Forever, you know, as long as I've lived in Helper, and that's been quite a while. Uh-huh. There's been Clampers. We moved here in '79, and the Clampers were there. I mean, they've been here for a while.
Well, I don't know the first time I walked in the hall. I'm not sure what they did is they embraced me, and No matter where you go, that's what you want. You want to be welcomed, and the whole community in Helper is welcoming. Eastern Utah is welcoming. That's why I'm here.
So and once again, this is a great night. It's a one man show, and yeah. In talking about that, I never really thought about Dickens that way with A Christmas Carol. There is pretty much a little bit of everything in this show.
I think so. It's the transformation of a man, who needs to be saved, and Dickens does it. He just does it really well. He does it. He does it with the Christmas spirits, and it's a ghost. But it is a ghost story,
right?
Everyone likes a ghost.
Yeah,
story.
At the basis of it, it's a ghost story.
And at the end, he's validated as a human being, and he wasn't before. And that's what we all want to be around Christmas time, is thinking about each other and thinking about how we can help each other, especially nowadays. Forget about all this division, et cetera, and take care of each other. And that's really
what it's all about.
I think so.
It's too bad that we can't feel this way every day.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Christmas just brings that out in people, I guess. That's when they start being nice because they want something, maybe. Maybe that's it.
I think so.
All right. So once again, this is going on December 10th and 11th at the Rio Theater. And let's take a moment and talk about the Rio. Like I said, I was told it'll be a whole new experience if you've seen this in the past with all the things that have gone on in the Rio here.
Yeah, a lot of the problems at the Rio were acoustical. And Kenny Driggs has come in and fixed that. And not only that, but he's brought in a new sound system. So the story that I've been telling for 6 years is now actually realized. All the little nuance and character changes that I've always had are now realized, and it's great.
And the best way, you got to get up there to see it. So once again, this will be Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, it's called An Evening with Scrooge, and it's a dramatic reading of Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens, read by moi, and I do about 27 different characters, and hopefully I'm in good voice that day.
That's all it takes, right? Well, that's all it takes. So what time are these going to kick off?
7 o'clock Friday and Saturday, okay. And a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. Come to the matinee.
That would be fun. Bring your kids. Fun.
Yeah, and then you can explore Helper Main Street.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Now, before we get out of here, do you have anything you wanted to share with us? You want to give people a little taste, or we want them to go to it first?
No, I'm sure everything will be fine.
All right, Morgan, thank you so much for coming in, taking the time. Go ahead.
No, it's Christmas time. Come.
Absolutely. And once again, all the money that is raised, it stays right here. It's going towards Sub for Santa from the Clampers, correct?
That's another thing. I mean, I've worked a lot of fundraisers, and every penny, we don't have any administrative fees at all. Every penny we make goes to the kids that United Way give us. And that's incredible nowadays. We don't use this as any fundraiser for the Clampers or the Hall. Every penny we make goes to the kids.
And that's what it's all about this time of year.
Yeah, I hear that a lot in Utah. Well, let's do it for the kids. No, I wouldn't bring, if your kids are like 7 or under, this is a scary story.
It's a ghost story, like we said, yeah.
Yeah, and I try to make it as scary as I can.
All right, so it'd be safe if I made my 19-year-old go. They'd be okay. Even if they're a kid at heart.
Well, tell them to close their eyes and let their imagination take them. I hope that with the new sound, it's a different experience. It really is a different experience.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Morgan Lund. It's An Evening with Scrooge at the Rio Theater, December 10th and 11th. Tickets at the door, I would assume?
No, it's free.
Free. Well, even better.
No, everything, because of the sponsors we've had, and we've had some tremendous sponsors, and more and more every year, it's free.
Completely free. Now you've got no excuse whatsoever.
No.
Get on out and have some fun. That's all it's about. Enjoy it and get into the holiday spirit. It's
God
time.
Bless us, everyone.
I agree. Morgan, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you.
My pleasure.
That's Morgan Lund with An Evening with Scrooge, the Rio Theater, December 10th and 11th at 7 p.m. And it's completely free. Get out and enjoy yourself and have a great, great time at this event. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.